Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, let's go. Let's continue. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So, let's just do a little recap of what you said earlier on. Now, first of all, a quick recap. We said, sin is unbelief, right? Right? Unbelief in the gospel, right? And we saw that from Jesus in the synoptic gospel. Glory to God. We also looked at, we started off on the subject of blood. Before that, we spoke about how Jesus taught in the gospels, right? How he taught from Moses, how he taught, and how that his teaching was different from that of the scribes and the Pharisees, right?
Hallelujah.
And we said he models, Jesus is our model, or he models how the teaching of the Old Testament should be, right? Because he walks the Old Testament around himself, or he taught the Old Testament around himself, and that is how the Old Testament was written. Even if Moses wrote it as a story, but it was reflecting the person of Christ. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Okay. We'll stop in Romans chapter 5, verse 20. Romans 5, 20. Let's pick it up from there. Let me say that. Sin. But we say without, we read from Hebrews chapter 9. Verse 21, we said without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And we looked at it from Ephesians, and Matthew chapter 26, verse 28, which shows us that the remission there, which is hapesis, which is are not pardon, the remission, which is forgiveness, as translated in the King James, is not actually a pardon for sin, but a total taking away, which is hapesis. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, it's important to know it's about sin. Glory to God. So we began discussing on the topic, on the subject of sin a bit. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, chapter 5, verse 20. Are you there? Romans 5, 20. Romans 5, 20. It says, and I read. It says, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. Our grace abounds much more. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we'll take it off from there. I said the word entered based on what we looked at the other time for entered. When we said sin entered by one man, which is Adam. Hallelujah. We looked at the word entered there to be, to allow in, right? Hallelujah. To come in. Glory to God. But in this verse, I said a prefix was used, which is P-A-R. So the spell will be P-A-R-E-I-S-E-R-C-H-O-M-E-R, which is Pa-E-S-A-K-O-M-A-R. Pa-E-S-A-K-O-M-A-R. Hallelujah. And it's a compound word for para. Not para, as in para. You understand? The other word which we've seen earlier, hallelujah. Para will mean alongside, beside, from. You understand? Is a word that uses, that can be used that way. Glory to God. So we looking at the two, it might mean to come alongside it, to come in alongside it. Glory to God. So if we read it in that life, it will not be, moreover, the Lord came alongside that sin may abound. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The word abound is the word plenazo, or plenazo. Plenazo. Don't worry. You get it. Hallelujah. P-L-E-N-A-Z-O. Which is to make increase or to make visible. To make something visible. So the Lord becomes a satellite for sin. Galatians. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the law makes it visible. Are you with me? Okay, let's look at something. It says, I wrote something. I said, therefore, the law which was given. Okay, remember, the law was given because of their unbelief for the gospel. We established that, right? The law was given because of their unbelief for the gospel. Came alongside with sin. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 15, 56. Paul said something similar. 15:56. Let's talk about 54. So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? Verse 56. The sting of death is sin. Did you see that? The sting of death, sin. The word is in italics. Hallelujah. And the strength of sin, the law. Did you see that? The strength of sin is the law. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So Paul emphasizes that the strength of sin is the law. That same Romans chapter 5, verse 13. Romans 5, 13 shows us that it's the law that imputes sin, makes sin visible. Verse 13. For unto the law, sin was in the world, but sin was not imputed when there is no law. Hallelujah. So the law makes sin visible. Sin becomes an unbelief too. Because, hallelujah. So the law makes sin visible. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Roman. No, let's not go there. Let's look at how the word sin was first used in the scriptures. Hallelujah. So let's look at the law of first use. The law of first use. Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4. Okay. Genesis chapter 4. Are you there? Verses 6. Let's talk about that. And Abel brought the firstborn of his flock and of their fat, and the Lord respected Abel and his offering. Verse 5. But he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. Verse 6. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? Look at what he said in verse 7. Look at it closely. He said, if you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desires eat for you. But you should rule over it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just take that verse 7 again. If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. Sin lies at the door. And its desire is for you. You see that? And its desire for you. But you should rule over it. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Remember I said the epistles are to explain the Old Testament for us, right? Right? So let's find the explanation to Cain and Abel from the epistles. Right? Hallelujah. So I wrote here, Cain and Abel, we will find the explanation of this event in the epistles. Let's open our Bible to Hebrews chapter 4 first. John spoke about Cain in his writing in 1 John. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 4. Chapter 11. Verse 4. We'll come back to this. Hebrews 11, verse 4. Hebrews chapter 11. Are you there?
Glory to God.
Verse 4.
It says, by faith,
uh-huh,
Abel offered.
No wonder Brenda has been smiling since. Hallelujah.
By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which we obtain witness that he was righteous. Underline that. By faith, we look at what the word faith is. Righteous. God testifying of his gift, and through it, amen, and through it, he being dead, still speaks. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, the first thing to do is that we have to understand this. We have to look at what is faith. Say, by faith. Now, we have an explanation to what faith is in chapter 11, verse 1. And this explanation to what faith is, okay, let's look at chapter 10 first. Look at chapter 10, verse 35. Say, therefore, do not cast away your confidence. Before we look at chapter 10, let's just look at what faith is. I just want to follow what I have there so that I don't jump and hop at anything. Hallelujah. Chapter 11, verse 1. He said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. One of the definition, right? Hallelujah. Say, for by it the elders obtained a good testimony. Now, you know, this definition of faith was in description of to tell us concerning the elders that he was talking about in chapter 10 and chapter 11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What faith was to them while they were still making the earth. Hallelujah. Now he said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. The word substance. Take note of the word. Substance. Will be H-U-P-O-S-T-A-S-I-S. Useful statistics. H-U-P-O-S-T-A-I-S-I-S. It occurred five times in New Testament Greek. Five times. It was used five times. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It was used three times by the writer of Hebrews, the same writer. Let's look at chapter 1, verse 3. Let's look at what it means. Chapter 1, verse 3. Of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 2. He says, from verse 2, in his last day spoken to us through his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, who also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, and sat down at the right hand of majesty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the word there is his person, express image of his person. Glory to God. The word his person is the word substance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That was what the writer. The writer uses it as his person. We want to establish something. Chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 4, quickly. He uses the same word. Verse 4. Verse 14, sorry. He says, for we have become partakers, which is associates, fellow of Christ. People uphold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. The word there is the word confidence. Confidence.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Paul used the same word in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 4 as confidence also. Chapter 11 also, verse 7. This is that confidence. So therefore, we can use the word substance then would imply confidence.
You understand me?
Confidence.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Another word that is important to note is the word evidence.
It says faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence.
Evidence. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Paul uses that same word in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16.
He said, when he said, all scriptures are given by the inspiration of God and are profitable for doctrine.
Hallelujah. Amen. He uses the word doctrine for reproof.
Hallelujah.
Reproof will not mean conviction.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Did you get it? Conviction.
Conviction. Glory to God.
So you could use the same word. Evidence would be conviction.
Hallelujah.
Their conviction. Of things. Things. And there's another word there. Substance of things hoped for. Evidence of things.
Evidence of things. Pragma. P-R-A-G. N-A, pragma, pragma,
of things. We're going to look at that word, things.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That word is used in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. Where it says, by two immutable things. Okay? It says, okay, that by two immutable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, that we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold of the hope set before us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Chapter 10, verse 1. For the Lord, having a shadow of good things to come. You see that? The Lord having a shadow of good things to come. And not of the very image of things that can never, with the same sacrifices which they offer continually year by year, make atonement. Make those who approach perfect. Now, take note of how the word things are used. Romans 16, verse 2. Just want us to draw the conclusion together. Romans chapter 16, verse 2. Romans chapter 16. I commend to you Phobia, sister, who is a servant of the church in God. Hallelujah. Verse 2. That you may receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the same, and assist her in whatever business, the word business thing,
hallelujah,
she has need of you, sorry, for indeed she has been a helper of many and of myself also. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Whatever business. Lastly, let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. And James 3, 16. Let's go to 1 James 3, 16. I'll just cut it short. Take note of the word matter here. Dare any of you having a matter against his brother, go to the law before your righteous and not before the saints. Take note of the word matter.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
James 3:16.
Take note of that word. I want to draw out this conclusion together. James chapter 3, verse 16.
Okay,
so for where envy and self-seeking exist, Confusion and everything are there. Confusion and everything, that word everything, thing are there. Now, can we together, in these passages, we put together critically, what is the synonymous thing, or what is the synonymous role that the word thing is playing there? Play the synonymous role. He used the word matter, having a matter, her business, everything, even like that for James, everything. There's something synonymous in the usage of that word. If you look at those scriptures put together, it's called that the word things are used synonymously to refer to actions. Do you understand? Actions. Actions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Actions of a third party. Look at all those words together. They're not having an issue against a matter, a thing against his brother. Go to the court or go to the judge. So it leads for actions towards a third party. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, pragma is actually a word for things that have to do with actions. So therefore, we cannot put that Hebrews 1 to be. Faith is the substance or the confidence of actions hoped for, or of things hoped for, the evidence of unseen actions, or actions not seen. You understand? We are going to use that to explain something now. Hallelujah. 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 Faith is the confidence of actions hoped for, the conviction of actions not seen. Now, the actions here will be towards Christ. The actions here will be towards Christ. I'm going to show you why these actions will be towards Christ. Because if things hoped for, you know, you'll now be looking at, that is where we'll now start buying cars in the realms of the spirit. Remember submitting this. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. You know, it says, glory to God. We'll now be buying cars. Faith is the conviction in the realms of the spirit of the physical. Convert it. Hallelujah. How many of you will buy a land and carry it on your head with your sugar? Glory to God. Who remembers that message? So you can carry your land on your head and you are in Abuja, you take the land to Abuja. I don't know why I like it in Abuja. Take it to Abuja. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you have something when you get to Abuja. You say, this is my land. I have a land in Lagos. That is your certificate of occupancy. Your CEO of the land. CEO is faith. Things. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Just laugh when I get to remember the message. Glory to God. I'm saving them. Because one day I'll teach. I'll just teach and I'll play it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I have the videos. The videos might have gone, but the videos. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory, hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, we will get to know why I said it is actions, and the actions are towards Christ. Let's look at now. We can now go to chapter 10. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Chapter 10 from verse 36. For you need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. Look at what it said in verse 37. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come. He will not tarry. Where is he quoting from? Do you remember? Does this ring a bell? Habakkuk. The vision is on appointed time.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will not tarry. Let's look at Habakkuk.
Let's quickly look at Habakkuk.
He now said, now the just shall live by faith. If anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
Hallelujah. He was not writing to Christians. Or this is not in reference to Christians, to believers. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. He was just for those guys.
Okay, let's look at Habakkuk.
Can you see? We are not getting explanation to Habakkuk now.
Glory is your God.
Hallelujah. Write the vision down. Vision 2018, write it down. What do you want the Lord to do? I used to remember years back.
We write what we want the Lord to do. Don't use Habakkuk.
I want my father's promotion. They always have that every year. For 10 years, my father was not promoted.
It's a vision. He that runneth may read.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This is just.
I remember that video that was yesterday. They asked us to do where I was to read for. I discovered that I was looking for Colossians in the Old Testament. Hallelujah.
Somebody should read Habakkuk for me. I don't know why I'm here.
Chapter 3, verse 2.
In the New Testament.
Verse 2. O Lord, I've heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, receive thy work in thy midst.
Habakkuk.
Chapter 2.
The Lord answered me and said, write a vision and make his prayers on paper, that he may run that day.
Okay.
I'm still looking for Habakkuk.
Half an hour. Before Zachariah. Thank you, Abby. Let me. It's surprising me.
Hallelujah.
The only book of the Bible that gave me issues to me ever detailed was Obadiah. I can't forget that thing. I was like, you know, it's gone fast. I'm surprised. Hallelujah. Now he says, Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 3. He said, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. And the end, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Hey, he says, behold, the proud, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. The vision from Hebrews, from the writer of Hebrews. What is the vision? It's an appointed time. What is the vision? What is the vision? We just read it now, right? The vision is who? Christ. It's not vision 2019. Write it down. It's Christ. Did you see explanation? Hallelujah. So, Habakkuk was talking about Christ. He said, he will not tarry. Wait for it. Hallelujah. He said, the just shall live by faith. Now, this verse is what the writer of Hebrews speaks in chapter 10. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Chapter 10, verse 37. It said, for a little while, and he who is coming will come. He will not tarry. Now, he rewrites it from vision and put he who is coming. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. He will not tarry. Now the judge shall live by faith. If anyone draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Verse 39. But we are not of those who draw back to perdition, but of those who believe to be saving of the soul. Now, faith. Did you see that? Hallelujah. So now faith is the substance of actions hoped for, the conviction of actions not seen. Hallelujah. And what is the action towards Christ? And what is the action supposed to be? That belief. Do you understand me? It's that belief. Glory to God.
Amen.
Towards Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah.
So let's move ahead. We also see, okay, that's right in chapter 11 now, right? Right? Look at chapter 12. Also, make it know it's Christ. Chapter 12. Verses 2. You don't have to start talking about the whole of it. Now look at chapter 12, verse 2. He says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down on the right hand of the truth of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So automatically, it is towards Christ. The actions was towards Christ. Do you understand me? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Now, chapter 11 again. He says, now faith is a substance of actions hoped for, right? The evidence of actions not seen. So for by it, the elders, you know who are the elders? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The elders obtained a good report. Report. Material. M-A-R-T-U-R-E-O. Good report. Is the word. That word means to, listen, to be a witness by testifying or speaking. To be a witness by testifying or speaking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the elder's good report would be by speaking and not by their words. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So it is by speaking. To obtain a good report is to be a witness by testifying or speaking. So that will not inform us of what chapter verse 4 talks about. When it said by faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. It do not mean for this, we cannot say Abel's sacrifice was offered up in faith, which is Christ. Hallelujah. Was offered up in faith. Why Cain's offering wasn't by faith? Do you understand me? Hallelujah. And that can further be explained from that same Genesis chapter 4, verse 7. Let's look at that Genesis chapter 4, verse 7. I told us to take note of the word. Genesis 4, 7. Genesis chapter 4 verse 7. He told him, if thou doest well, if thou doest well, is that what you have? Hmm? Are you there? If thou do well, will you not be accepted? Hmm? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. Now that is Moses' writing. You have to understand that is Moses' writing to explain Cain's position. Do you understand me? That's how Moses writes. And that's why Moses can write and say, the tree of good. It's tree of knowledge, I mean. Good and evil, right? Good and evil, right? And tree of knowledge, right? So Moses can now. That is why Moses, just as I said, you have to, the same way you study Paul, the same way you study Moses, much more study Paul, you should know that. Hallelujah. But you must understand how Moses writes. Hallelujah. So Moses already has said it there, that if you do well, wouldn't you be accepted, or wouldn't, if you do well, will you not be accepted? Now, that is a statement of faith. If you do well, do you understand me? If you do well, you'll be accepted. Otherwise, if you do not, sin lies. Meaning, that is a statement of faith. Do you understand me? And Cain's decision was by his actions. So if you don't, sin lies at the door. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So can you now say the story of Cain and Abel is not just a mere story? Do you understand? Moses writes that to show us, do you understand me? Or to show Christ, writes that and reveals the message of Christ in the story. Did you get that? Hallelujah. Or should I come again? I should come again. Okay. Let me read how I have it. Maybe how I have it here will be better. If thou does well, wouldn't you be accepted? Right? That phrase. The word well and accept is in reference to faith in the promise. That is what I can. That is what I have. Is in reference to faith in the promise. If you do well, you'll be accepted. Right? If not, sin lies at the door. Just like I said before, your life and death. Choose life that ye may live. Do you understand me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word is nigh thee. You know, that quotation from Romans that Paul used, it was a quotation, it was actually quoted, or it was actually said by Moses to the children of Israel. The word is nigh thee in thy heart and in thy mouth. And Paul answered, that is the word of faith. Do you understand me? Which we preach, that is the word of faith. Who said it? Who used it first? Moses did, but the children of Israel didn't accept. So because of their stiff-necked unbelief, he gave them the law. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So therefore, sin is unbelief in the gospel. We've seen that from Cain, explained in Hebrews. Unbelief. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, leaving that a bit, let's go back to Hebrews chapter 9 that led us to all this of it. Go back to Hebrews 9:21. Colossians 1:14. Do you remember? Hebrews 9:21. Again. 22 rather. According to the law, almost all things are purified of blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. You cannot ask of sin. Hallelujah. There's no remission. Now, the word, next word is remission. Colossians 1, verse 4 of him. In him, in whom you have redemption, through his blood, the remission of sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:14. In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness, ephesis. Ephesis will now be called total taken away. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, it must be understood, I wrote,
You must be understood that the message of remission became the message of the disciples, or became part of the became part of what the disciples preached. Or it became the message of the disciples because it was an instruction given to them by the master. That should be the type of Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We saw Jesus in Luke 24:47. He said, repentance and remission. Repentance, which is remission of sins, will be preached through his name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Repentance, which is remission of sins. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Will be preached through his name. Glory to God. We have the same thing in John 20:23. We read that. Whosoever sins you forgive is forgiven. Whosoever sins you retain is retained. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, we're going to read something. Acts of Apostles chapter 2, verse 38.
What are you doing? One or two reading now. Acts of Apostles 2.
Look at Peter's sermon. 38, sorry. I want to take note. I will not say anything about them, but we will use it in. We will use it later on in this topic.
Okay.
38, are you there? Huh? Glory to God. And Peter said to them, repent. And let every one of you be baptized. Now, so it is not different. Listen, it's not two different things. The word "and" is the word explanation. It's not explanation, right? Right? Okay. He says, and then Peter said to them, repent. That is, let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, for the remission of sin. That is, you shall receive the gift of the Spirit. Hallelujah. And you shall receive the gift of the Spirit. It's not something that will happen after, it's something that happens instantaneously. Hallelujah.
Amen.
At the point of being baptized in the Spirit, you receive the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. You receive the Spirit, the moment you baptize the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are far off, as many as the Lord will call. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Take note of that word. Take note of that word. Which is, the word you should take note of is the remission of sins. Offenses of sins and proceeding of the Spirit. Take note of that word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's go to chapter 10, verse 43. Peter is speaking in the house of Cornelius, and he said, remember what he explained in verse 42-43, and he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify. That it is he who was ordained by God to be judge of the living and the dead. Verse 43. To him, all the prophets witness that through his name, whoever believes in him will receive remission of sins. Whoever believes in his name will receive what? Remission of sins. Why Peter yet speaking? I believe as Peter was still talking, not that I was just before, as Peter was still explaining this thing, Cornelius and his household believed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They didn't have to start saying, say after me, Father, I confess I'm a sinner. I sinned yesterday, last week. The first point is the belief. That's why I said, if you believe with your heart first,
the Lord Jesus, if you believe.
Hallelujah. I don't want to say.
So the belief is very important. What some people do is Riaza. Okay. You want to give a letter? Okay, you just say it after me. You are just doing Riaza. You understand me? Hallelujah. Believe. While Peter was still talking. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
When Peter was to explain, he said, hey, I just saw what happened to us. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just started, hey. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Well, we also know from reports that it was not just Peter alone that went.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In fact, the next verse says, those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Okay, let's go ahead. Chapter 13. So, as soon as they believe,
remission of sin.
No, I mean, don't speak first. But Peter, while explaining, he said, as soon as you baptize, what happened? Receive the remission of sin. It's not something you now wait to receive tomorrow. It happens. You want to believe,
you received.
Hallelujah. So, the believing in the gospel is the remission of the sins. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Verse 37. Paul is talking, but in whom God raised us. Verse 36. He quoted some quotation of David, and he said, "For David, after he had served his generation by the will of God, fell asleep." Hallelujah. Fell asleep. Was buried with his fathers, and saw corruption. Was when David quoted in Psalms, saying, "The Lord will not allow his own one to see corruption." That is Psalms 2. Hallelujah. No. So it says, David slept, his body has seen corruption. Verse 37. But he whom God raised up saw no corruption. Maybe David was thinking about Christ. Therefore, let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man is preached to you the remission of sins, forgiveness is here. But the one is affections. Hallelujah. Amen. The forgiveness of sins. He said, and by him everyone who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at Acts 26. Let's see what Paul said the Lord Jesus told him in the encounter. 26 verse 18. I will talk about 17. And I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles, to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins, which is an inheritance among those who are sanctified by me in faith. Hallelujah. So, forgiveness of sin, remission of sin became very strong in their message. Very strong. Very strong in their message. Glory to God. Very, very, very strong in all of their message. The apostles. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We've read Ephesians 1:7 before, Colossians 1:14, 19, to Hebrews 19. Let me look at Hebrews 10:18. Hebrews 10:18. We're going to look at a lot of scripture. I'm going to drop this bomb now, but I will pick it up later. Now he said, now where there is remission of this, I don't want to read it, but let me read from verse 16. For this is the covenant I'm made for the house, to them after those they serve the Lord. I'll put my laws in their heart, and in their mind, I will write them. Then he has, their sins and their lawless deeds will remember, I will remember no more. Now where there is remission of this, there is no longer an offering for sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is his flesh. And having an high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. No, that is not pure water. Not pure, you know what I mean. Hallelujah. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who has promised is faithful.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. Now, is it the remission of sin? It's to the head. Did I do this? Just to the head. I was a bit direct, but let me go see. So the remission of sin, which is by the shedding of blood. How many of you believe in this, that remission of sin is by the shedding of blood? Is there not the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Have you?
Yes.
Eh?
Yes.
Okay, remission of sin, which is by the shedding of blood, if you like, is the receiving of the Spirit. Do you understand me? Is the receiving of the Spirit. Let's look at the word shedding of blood. Without the shedding of blood, it's a long word. Okay? It's spelled A-I-H-A-M. Shedding of blood is a long compound word. A-I-H-M-A-T-E-K-U-K-C-H-U-S-I-A. I'm seeing it, I've got something.
Come here.
A-I-H-M-A-T-E-K-C-H-U-S-I-A. It's pronounced ha ha he ma ekosia. Pronounced he ha he ma ekosia. I pronounced it several times. He ha he ma ekosia. Ha he ma ekosia. Listen to me. Pronunciation and pronounce it. Okay, it means to pour. It means to pour. Listen, to pour or to bestow. Listen, hallelujah.
Amen.
Why another word is a blood is two compound words. One, the first is to pour and to bestow. blood shed. Another one is blood shed. So in one word came together, which means to pour, to bestow, which is to give.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Now, first of all, the way the word was used, the compound word was used, it shows that the shedding of the blood, first of all, is not an external shedding, it's internal. Do you understand? It's internal. So, that's where we start from. Something, just something a little bit that would further explain some things to us. From the scriptures, we find that Jesus uses physical things to point out what he would do in the believers of who he is. From the four gospels, you will discover that Jesus uses physical things. I'm going to say those things to point out what he would do in the believer after his resurrection. For example, you find Jesus' words like water. Water. Words like bread. Words like wine. Words like, another word, blood. Now let's look at those things. For example, water. Let's look at water. John 3:5. That is why I don't want to talk about John earlier on. When I wanted us to open John to see how Jesus explained the scriptures. I want to go to John. John chapter 3, rather. And that is the reason. This is the reason. John chapter 3. Are you in chapter 3? Verses 3. Jesus answered and said to him, Nicodemus.
Nico. What are you doing? Jesus said, Nico, Nico. It's a big man born again. You cannot say that you don't know die. Nico, Nico. Nico, Nico. Nico, Nico. Nico,
Nico. Verse 3. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I said to you, unless a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Verse 4. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born again? When he's old, can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Is this man high? Hallelujah. Because what Jesus was telling him was straight. Hallelujah. Do you understand me? What Jesus was telling was straight. It shows you they had a fundamental problem with understanding scriptures. That was they had a fundamental issue with the way they understood the scriptures. Because Jesus said, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. He didn't mean I have to go. That was that. Well, what Jesus said was literally going back to a mother's womb and be born again. Hallelujah. Do you understand? Was that literal? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. But look at what Jesus now replied. Verse 5. Say, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Someone now says, this is simple. Is born of water baptism and Spirit baptism. Fa, fa, fa. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Very simple. See, they said the man is. See, Nicodemus understood what Jesus said. Hallelujah. See, they said the man is born of water, which is the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand me? He cannot. So, he was still explaining what he told him. He was trying to break it for him. What he told him in verse 3. We're just trying to break it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I remember, yes, man. Yes, man. The top series. The water and the spirit. The water and the spirit. Hallelujah. I remember going into a class in BS2 and I was teaching them the water. I was evangelism leader. So I was in SS2. Into a BS2 class. I told them water and spirit. It was, you see, if you are not born, except a man is born, if you are born again, you cannot see. You see the kingdom of God, but you cannot enter. It's just like a man going into Banana Island. He gets to the gate, he's seeing Banana Island, but he cannot enter. But you now need to receive the Holy Spirit after you have now been baptized with water. You now enter into the kingdom of God. Jesus said, you err, because you know not the scriptures. Did you see? The erring is in the explanation of the scriptures. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So many people saw, but we're just looking for opportunity to lay hands. You understand? We must lay hands in that class. So, everybody is born again. You must get this quick details. No, you cannot enter. So you need to enter. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, that is why when Jesus comes, some people will not go with him because they've not entered the kingdom. So come on. We'll not be laying hands. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Those kind of hands I want to leave you must go.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm assistant evangelism leader. We don't did it well. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can lay hands on juniors anyhow, but we cannot. We never did evangelism in senior school. Only as one. Hallelujah. We go to as one class. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we tell, if I tell them, let's go to SS2, SS2. So, I accepted myself. Hallelujah. So I just restricted my own to my class. Do my lay of hands in my own class.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So let's go ahead. It says that the man is born of water, that is the story, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. In this verse, water signifies the spirit. Clear. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Chapter 4. Look at chapter 4. Verse 7. Chapter 4, verse 7. Jesus uses the same thing again. Chapter 4, verse 7. We're going to use a long text. Let me see if I'm going to copy it. Okay. Chapter 4, verse 7. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Jesus Christ ate. So you thought Jesus Christ fasted at 3.5 years.
Mm.
He ate. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, "How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For the Jew has no dealing with Samaritans." Verse 10. Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who is he, and who it is that says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." Verse 11. And the woman said to her, "Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks of this water," you want to talk if he's cutting, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
"Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again." This is that water. "Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up to everlasting life." Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you see, look at verse 24. Okay, no. Oh, don't worry. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus speaking about the water here, it's to signify what? The Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's move up to chapter 7. The Spirit. Chapter 7. Are you in chapter 7? 37.
He said, on the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, it's not on the last day. You know what I mean? It's not. Yes, well, now, talking about the last day of the feast. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. They were feasting. Jesus can just come. Hallelujah. He takes opportunity of every he takes opportunity of everything to talk about himself and his message and what he has been called to do in the world. He says, look at what he says. He says, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of water. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What is this water? The Spirit. Verse 39 tells us. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, who those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. Yes. Did you see that? So the water is the Spirit. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, when you talk about the water of Christ, it refers to the Spirit. You can also read Ephesians 5:26. Hallelujah. Look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Hebrews 10, 22. Put down Ephesians 5:26. Hebrews 10, 22. Where did Daniel? I want to read it. So let us draw near with true heart, with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our heart sprinkled from evil conscience. Hallelujah. Having our heart sprinkled from evil conscience, and our body washed with pure water. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at, you know, that word, pure water, you can actually find that also in Ezekiel. Ezekiel. Ezekiel spoke about, he will sprinkle clean water on them. Ezekiel 36, verse 20, 25, 26. Hallelujah. He said, I will sprinkle them with clean water and they shall be clean. It was referring to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. The inner water. In the heart of the believer, sprinkle them. So the water of Christ will signify his Spirit, right? Right? Amen. Have you seen that from the scriptures? Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's move ahead. This is a bit long. John chapter 6. John 6. The long one, but I'm going to cut short a lot. Verses 26. But also here from 26 to 57. Verse 26. Okay. He said, Jesus answered and said, most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves which is yet of bread, and you were filled. Do not labor for the food which perish, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you. What did he give to us? The Spirit. Hallelujah. Because God the Father has set his seed on him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Verse 32. He said, then Jesus said to them, most assuredly I say to you, Moses did not give you bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 35. They asked him, give us bread. Now verse 35, he said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. And he who believes in me shall never taste. Hallelujah. This is the way he used the bread and the water. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at verses 57. And verse 58. I don't want to read verse 53 for now. Verse 57 to 58. As the Father has sent me, and I have and I live because the Father. I mean, because of the Father. So he who feeds on me will live because of me. Verse 58. This is the bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers ate manna and are dead. He who eats this bread will live forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So what is the bread of Christ? The Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Luke chapter 22.
Verse 19. And he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Very important.
Then you also read Ezekiel 36. I quoted it just now. I'll sprinkle clean water on you, and you shall be clean.
Hallelujah. Give praise to the workings of the Spirit in the believer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the water of Christ is the Spirit of God. I'm all in the Holy Spirit, right? In the Spirit. The bread of Christ is the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then, what is the blood of Christ? What is the blood of Christ? How did Jesus use it? How did the apostles use it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know, there's this belief that it is the blood when, you know, when Jesus was hanging on the tree. Whether side or up, anyone, hallelujah. When Jesus was hanging on the tree, glory to God. The Bible said they pierced his side. Blood and water came out. Hallelujah. Now, there's this normal belief, is that blood and water? I now said it years back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Years back. Said, that blood and water that washed your sins. Sunday school, we were taught that too. Somebody,
I learned that from Sunday school.
We learned that from Sunday school. Is that blood and water that washed your sins? Blood and water. The blood washed, water clean. Arrange, yes. Blood washed, water arrange. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So wonderful. Glory to God. But you know, that blood and that water entered into the ground. To fall for ground.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To fall to fall. So it was not the blood on the cross that washed the sins. I'm going to look at that shortly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There's this belief also that when Christ died and resurrected, when Mary was trying to comfort him, don't touch me! Because I have to take my blood to heaven. When I get to heaven, I will sprinkle the blood on every dirty part of heaven. You know, you have that easy Sunday. Don't worry, if you did not go to Sunday school, you are saved. Like Pastor Kubi that went to Salah, so he was saved. We went there. So our thinking from childhood, remember, just imagine from childhood, your thinking was distorted. It's a distorted thinking. So there's one dark room in heaven. So when Jesus just showed up, he just carried blood the same way. They used to carry, the same way the high priest would take it into the holiest of holies. And I'm shaking his leg. Jesus still entered and was chanting. Was chanting. Carry the blood. Sprinkle here. Sprinkle here. Is it Shango Shrine? Sprinkle here. Now he said, Father! The room is clean. Yes, that means my father is good. Father, you are holy. You are nice. And I clean the whole place. The father, the room is clean. Now bring your belly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
No. Amen. Hallelujah. No. Those are, there is, human mind. We need to get this right. Human mind try to use things, events, or what they've seen to pacify their hunger when they can't actually find the truth. You understand? It's very important. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, because that is what they've seen, or that's what they've read, that the priest in the old, listen, in the old covenant thing. So they think there's that same, you know. The writer of Hebrews said something. He said these are a figure of, how did he put it? Hebrews chapter 10. Chapter 9, verse 7. Therefore, it is necessary that the copies of these things are in the heavens should be purified with this. Now, when they see that one was there, they had the issue in the heavens. So therefore, because this thing like this is existing here, so in the heavens too, there's that holy of holies. Do you understand me? Where the high priest will have to chant and enter and do all those funny things. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
When it talks about the heavens, it talks about us. I'm coming there. Hallelujah. Let's be done with this, Lord. Hallelujah. So we're talking about the blood of Christ. And I told us that it was not that power that was shed on the tree or on the cross, that word. Now, what is it? Let's look at some things from the scriptures. Colossians 1:14 said, in whom we have redemption through his blood. He said, the remission of sin. Through his blood, we have the remission of sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let's look at John chapter 5, chapter 6 again. Let's look at John 6. Verse 53. Hey, Abalaba. Dos Kapalaba. And Jesus said to them, most assuredly I said to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. What is his blood? It was shed on the cross and it dripped through the ground. How did you drink that one? Did you see that? How did you drink it? With vampires? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Did you get that? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he said to you, eat of him and drink of his blood. Bro, are you born again? Are you born again? Have you drank blood? You've not drank his blood. You have no part in him. I don't understand. So, when did you drink the blood? You that like that you are looking for natural blood. Hallelujah. 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 This is going to stop. This actually would. Some people will stop doing some nonsense that they eat. Those people who attend a certain denomination, they are. I drank blood. I used to drink blood every Sunday. Service. We take it home, we sprinkle it at home. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So let's say we take Jesus' blood every Holy Communion Day. Holy Communion Day. You because you know not the scripture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 26. Matthew 26. Let's look at how Jesus did it. In Matthew account. Matthew 26. Woo! Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Verse 28. I want to read. I want to read from verse 27. And he took up and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink for me, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for the remission of sins. Which is shed, take note of that one, for the remission of sins. Take note of that critically, because we need that in Hebrews shortly. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah.